I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States has announced that the refugee cap will be cut down to 30,000 admissions. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Pulaski reacts.
The United States is giving up leadership in this space. And I think we not only have the humanitarian imperative to help with this, but the moral imperative of our country. So we've let down allies. We've let down refugees. We always encourage others to step up and do their fair share. Well, it's our time to step up and do our fair share.
The admission of 30,000 refugees is less than half of 1% of the refugees and displaced people worldwide. Pulaski doesn't believe that the ceiling will be reached next year. As a faith-based organization, Bethany's asking you to respond. Pray for wisdom for our leaders, or you can reach out to your representatives and share your thoughts. You can also come alongside ministries like Bethany Christian Services who are making a difference. And in the late 1980s, early 1990s, a door opened for the gospel in the former Soviet Union. What the Slava Gospel Association found was a national church built on the foundation of martyrs. President of SGA Michael Johnson says their ministry exists to serve these churches.
For us, partnership with those churches is our commitment to serve them. So we serve them in their efforts to train their pastors and leaders in sound theology. We serve them by finding sponsors here in the United States.
Would you consider partnering with churches in the former Soviet Union? SGA can make some suggestions on how you can pray, give, or go. Get started at missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here or on our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.